Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Eric Norton, chief executive officer for Commander Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and ticker symbol is CMD. Thanks for joining us today, Eric.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Commander for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Certainly. Commander's a Canadian junior exploration company based in Vancouver. It has been around for a while. Previously, it had been named Major General Resources in about 2003. Major General split into two arms, Commander Resources with the base metals and precious metals assets, and Diamonds North Resources with the diamonds. Our focus is Canada. We have several properties throughout Canada in several commodities, including gold, copper, nickel, and base metals. And our projects are scattered from the East Coast right through to British Columbia in the West.
Well, great. And so bring us up to speed on the new targets that you identified at the Orion Gold Deposit.
Yeah, Orion's a new play. Orion had been a gold property in the Commander portfolio. It's based in Newfoundland, the east coast of Canada, and really wasn't getting a lot of respect just being a property on its own there. And recently, and throughout the course of 2010, it has been listed as a separate company, now named Maritime Resources. And Maritime has purchased 50% of the Orion deposit. And Commander is holding quite a few shares, actually majority holding in Maritime. Orion was a past producer at the Hammerdown mine, and it's a high-grade gold in a quartz vein system. And recently we've relaunched exploration efforts in that area. We've done some groundwork called an induced polarization survey, IP, and identified new targets at Orion. And we're setting up to start drilling on those early in the new year and just putting drill contracts in place. And quite excited. In addition to looking at new targets there, the Hammerdown mine, which is included in this property, is a former producer. It was closed when gold was down in the $250 to $300 per ounce level. And some pillars and material were left in that mine. So we'd like to have a look, as well as looking at new targets, to go back into the Hammerdown area and seeing what would be involved in reactivating that. Of course, with gold now at $1,400, it's a totally different economic picture for a producer that closed when it was down at $300.
Certainly, and so you have other gold plays in Baffin Island and Nunavut, as well as Nipisiquit?
That's correct. Baffin Island is really the flagship project for the company. We've been up in Baffin Island since 2003. It's a very large. Baffin Island is more or less frontier for Canada. In Nunavut, it's a nice area to work. You know, in Canada, land claims issues become important throughout the country. In Nunavut, all of this has been settled. They certainly led the way in Canada for getting all the land claims out of the way. It's very prospective. It's elephant country, we call it. If you find something there, and we have. It's usually high-grade gold. There are diamonds, iron ore. There's recent news with Baffinland Iron Mines doing deal up there. But early stages for exploration. Companies up there right now still have first-mover advantage. You can secure large land positions. You can find, in our case, high-grade gold. And so we're continuing to work on our project at Baffin. We have a strategic partner earning into our project, AngloGold Ashanti. And, of course, one of the issues about working in the north is the expense of keeping going. And it's nice to have a partner that is willing to participate in expenses and, of course, earn into the project in the event that were successful. AngloGold came in 2009. They've been a very supportive partner. We're quite pleased to have them in there. And we'll continue working with them and launching future programs as we go.
Certainly. And so you also have some plans underway to begin advancement of some of your copper plays out in the Yukon as well as Nunavut as well?
We do. We do. As I mentioned, we have a portfolio of several commodities, and I think we're fortunate at the moment to have our largest projects are very favorable commodities of both gold and copper. We hold the Storm property in Nunavut. It's again quite far north, but it is located adjacent to tidewater and shipping lanes that can be accessed and have in the past been used by former producers. It's a high-grade copper area. The Storm deposit is 100% owned by Commander. There are no other ownership positions, no royalties on it. And in the past, there has been drilling done and intersected copper up to 5% over 50 meters of core length. So it's very high grade. And the mineralization is chalcocite and bornite, which when is made into a concentrate for shipping off to a smelter is a very high grade, higher than would be typical for a copper mine. So that reduces shipping costs. It makes it a very, very desirable product and is paid, would receive payment at a premium. And so we are currently looking for in discussions with potential strategic partners to put a program together at Storm for the summer of 2011. And we're quite optimistic that that will come to fruition. And I think that would be very exciting because we could start there fairly early. Drilling can be done very simply in that area. It's not deep targets, quite shallow, good access, and, of course, a commodity that's currently in favor. We do have another property as well that would be copper, gold, and uranium in the Yukon of Canada. And that's earlier stage, a little more of the grassroots style of exploration, potentially very large. Hasn't had the extent of work done on it that Storm has had. But we're looking forward to getting back into working on Olympic. I think the time is right. With copper today is trading at $4.25 a pound. It's a new high. And with the gold and uranium coming along with that, it's a very nice commodity. So we'll be looking to do some basic work at Olympic, and, of course, if we can bring a partner in, we'll do more than basic.
Certainly, and so what would you say makes Commander Resources unique from some of the other players in the sector?
I think our properties at the moment are in areas where we have excellent land positions. We have good tenure. They're in areas that are very politically friendly and supportive of mining and exploration. And certainly the commodities that we're most exposed to, being copper and gold, are, I think, the commodities that are best situated for a good performance in 2011. We're very small on our market cap, under $20 million, and our properties are excellent location and excellent quality. But I think in 2011 going forward here, we could have several of our projects active at the same time with support by partners, and I think it could be a very exciting year.
Sounds good. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Eric, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team over at CMD.
Certainly. My background is I'm a metallurgical engineer. And I started working with Cominco back in 1974, and I've worked in smelters producing lead, zinc, nickel, and precious metals from 1990 to 1998, I was working in Oregon on the west coast of the United States, producing nickel and the only nickel smelter in the United States. I've got some commercial background on buying concentrates for smelters, and that's of interest in the event that Commander gets going as a mining company. And I've had a 32-year career with predecessors of Teck, and have always enjoyed working in the following the junior mining sector. And so I've joined Commander in June of this year, replacing an outgoing president, Ken Lay, who wanted to get out of the day-to-day grind and still stay active in a consulting role. Elsewhere in Commander's management team, we have a very strong board. Dave Watkins, as chairman, has been in the mining industry for many years and is well recognized. And we have financial and legal expertise on the board, very supportive. In our VP of Exploration here, we have Bernard or Bernie Callert. He's been in the industry for 40 years, knows everybody, brings in a wealth of contacts and property knowledge around the world. He's worked in Australia and United States and Canada. So Bernie's my technical go-to guy. Keeps me out of trouble. I'm not a geologist. I'm a metallurgist. I'm an engineer, so I'm a little on the analytical side. But I do have commercial experience, and I will look after the company while Bernie looks after the projects.
Well, good. And what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, I think it's, as I say, it's going to be a very busy year. At Orion, I'll start on the east and work west, if you like. Orion, we intend to start drilling in January, which for us is a something new. The company is quite seasonal, being based in the Canadian North. It's typically fairly quiet in the winter. Now with activity commencing in January on the Orion project in Newfoundland, we will have at least some news flow coming through the winter, which I think is positive for shareholders. We have a property in Labrador. It's a nickel property, the South Voisey's Bay area. We've identified a new EM target that's very strong on our property. We've expanded our property boundaries, and we may have some interest in that. Baffin Island, of course, is going to be active again in 2011. It's, again, gold, very favorable commodity. We have identified a very large system. We did early drilling this year, wide-spaced holes, identified that the gold is spread over a huge area. We need to focus now on finding our targets going forward for multiple years and finding where the sweet spot is in that gold system. Moving west, the Storm Copper property. Copper, very very strong price, as I mentioned before. We're in discussions with several parties at the moment regarding partnerships. We'd like to get something put in place fairly quickly and be in time to put a drill program and an exploration program in place for late spring, probably, on Storm. Olympic is a little further behind than Storm. It's more grassroots. We'd like to do some ground-based exploration work, some prospecting, possibly some EM, and advance that project. But probably not to the drilling stage next year. But again, if the right partner came along, we can activate very quickly on that.
Certainly. And when it comes to investors in the financial community, Eric, do you believe that the Commander Resources story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
As far as being completely understood, you know, we haven't been a very promotional company. I think I'll be getting out to do a bit better job on telling our story. I think we have a very compelling story. For a small company with a market cap of under $20 million, we've got a very strong portfolio of properties in the right commodities. I think at the current time, you know, we're talking here in late December of 2010, With the seasonality that's typical in our shareholding, we're probably at our year low, and we'll be launching into the new year with projects getting activated. I think it's a very opportune time to be getting into the shares of Commander. And, you know, the commodities are, I think, the commodities to be in for 2011. As I say, over the longer term, we're going to be very active with partnerships and getting these projects rolling. So I think two scenarios here. One in the short term, we're in our seasonal low. Doing nothing else, we probably go up just on the basis of the seasonal change. But I think great commodities and great projects going forward into 2011. So we'll be out there talking a bit more in 2011. But great timing right now to be getting in.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Eric Norton, CEO for Commander Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CMD. Currently trading at 18 cents a share. The market cap is north of 16 million. And so before we conclude, Eric, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
For the long-term one, we believe our Baffin Island project, we've identified a very large gold district. We are continuing to hone in on where that sweet spot is. We have a very supportive partner with AngloGold Ashanti, so work is going to be continuing there. The Storm Copper property is unique, we believe, in the grade of the deposit with, like I mentioned, 5% copper over 50 meters, easily worked, easily accessed relatively for the Canadian North. And we'll be going in there. That property will take some time to develop fully, but could be very exciting in 2011. And further down the road, the Olympic property, at the moment is early stages. It's potentially quite large. It's an Olympic Dam-style deposit, which is the largest copper gold uranium mine in the world in Australia. And we will continue working on that one and developing it to be in the pipeline of projects. So we've got these staged projects from grassroots right through to advanced drilling, which is Orion in the next couple of months.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Eric, and update our investors on Commander Resources.
It's been my pleasure, Juan.